Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read some familiar passages that we have read during this last season that we've celebrated of Christ coming in the form of a baby, Christmas. First, out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 and 7, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And then out of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 and verses 4 and 5, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then, once again, out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, familiar passage, beginning at verse 11. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Well, the last few weeks, we've been rightly reflecting on the celebration of the birth of God's Son, born over 2,000 years ago. That light of Bethlehem, that light of Bethlehem morning. The light which carried a message back then of rescue and a message of hope, very much needed way back then. And I would suggest very much needed in our hearts and minds around the world today. That moment long ago didn't attract large crowds. Just three camel-riding kings with some gifts, a few shepherds tending sheep in the fields nearby heard about it and wandered into the stable, and some rather ordinary-looking barn animals, including the donkey, which happened to be Jesus and Mary's ride to Bethlehem, all in the dark, cold, damp stable out behind the inn. Sight of the world-changing event occurring on that morning so long ago, which we remembered once again just a few days ago. There had been a long period of waiting back then, 400 years, for something like that morning to occur. It had been promised, but they were waiting too long, almost causing one to give up on it ever happening. The promised Messiah. I mean, was he coming ever or not? During those years, the people had seen no prophet in Israel. Generation after generation were covered by a period of spiritual drought. No one there teaching, no one pointing the way. So they were wandering and succumbing to the temptations of the world, pulling them away from God. It was a long period of waiting, of emptiness, without direction, a long period of hopelessness. It was a dark time during which God was silent. He didn't speak. He didn't send prophets or kings or judges, no leaders like Moses or Joshua, no other messengers were around. Malachi was the last messenger the people had heard from. And yet, there was still the echo in their minds and hearts of that reminder from Isaiah years earlier, still stirring within them, with an expectancy of hope. God was there, still active. They knew it, driving the course of history, and he was. He always has been, and always will be. And then it happened. Bethlehem morning. A star beamed bright in the sky, breaking through the long darkness of their mornings and shined down on a manger in a stable. And their world and ours was forever changed. The promise of God, foretold by the prophets, now fulfilled, with a light shining in the darkness out of that straw-filled manger in that stable. Funny, isn't it? But there was no proper place for it to occur, no royal palace to receive that royal birth. It could have been. I mean, he's God after all. He could have done what he wanted, put it, the baby where he wanted the baby to be. But instead, God's gift of love was right where he wanted it, wrapped in a blanket in a stable behind an inn. It would be his way to reach the earth, And so a bed of straw became a cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect, wouldn't you, more than a stable, but I suppose when you think about it, where else would a lamb be born? Even the Lamb of God. In our quieter moments, we can identify with those who waited for so long for the promised Messiah. It's all too real that today we have our own periods of waiting, of uncertainty, of emptiness, and at times we go through seasons of hopelessness, don't we? Someone has lost a loved one. Their world is dark all of a sudden, bathed in loneliness and emptiness. Someone has stepped out in the wrong direction again, and now they're struggling to find their way back. But wait, wait, a light has come. Someone is disconnected from their children. Things they've done cause them to miss too many moments, to make memories with their children. The relationship is strained, but something is changing. A light has come. Recent blood tests are back, and the word cancer is whispered, and a sense of dread descends. Someone else is still seeking the approval they deserved growing up but never got, seeking it now in all the wrong places, from this person or this group or another, but still feeling lost and alone. But wait, wait, a light. Someone else is wandering from place to place. Gloom seems to follow them as they face changes, anxious about today and worried about the uncertainties of tomorrow. Like that holy couple from 2,000 years ago, about to have a baby, God's baby, they were told. Like them and like us, there are too many times where we feel like we're in the middle of a dirty, damp, cold stable, facing things in life that we don't understand. We don't know how to fix or to deal with, and no one seems to care. But a light has come. And if there was ever a time that we needed that light, it would seem to be now. And here's the reality. Listen to me. The light is here. It's been here. We just celebrated its coming to earth again over 2,000 years ago. The light, it's here. Always here to turn to and embrace, to surrender to. Do you hear that? To surrender to and follow. Instead, we too often follow the world's ways. Politicians and other self-appointed leaders who claim to know the way ask us to follow them. We climb ladders to find satisfaction in positions and titles, in wealth and status, things and accomplishments. But when we get to the top, we find out that the satisfaction and fulfillment we thought we would find isn't there. And if it's there at all, it's only temporary. But wait, a light has come. The star of that Bethlehem morning has broken through, shining on the manger, holding that baby way back then, and shining on wherever we find ourselves today. No stately house. No noble mansion where he would reign in majesty. That wasn't God's plan. The path he chose led to an altar, to the cross, where he would give his life for you and for me. Born on a bed of straw, his cradle, God came in human form. Stop for a moment and think about that. God lying there for you and for me. Nothing fancy. But a light for all eternity had come for you and for me. It's the all too real journey of our lives, isn't it? Trying to grasp the truth that Isaiah proclaimed so many years ago about a baby who came to save the world, to save you and me. It really does seem strange, doesn't it? But as John reminded us, and we've reflected on, a light has come into the world that all the darkness of the world cannot, has not, and will never. Listen to that. A light that all the darkness of the world will never, ever overcome. And that's the good news, that a baby was born for you and for me. A light has come. The light of Bethlehem morning has broken through the darkness and shines for us, you and me, again and always will. That morning, it's more than just a memory or a moment we celebrate once a year. Bethlehem morning is the daily eternal truth that the child born on that day over 2,000 years ago is here today to rescue us and to free us from all of our wanderings, our struggles, our temptations, doubts, fears, disappointments, and those moments where we feel less than we were created to be. Bethlehem morning points us to all the possibility of the life we were meant to live, the light to follow, the light to trust, to move with into all we can be. Bethlehem morning's sun rose that day so long ago, and it still rises each day, and the light of the child born that morning will never grow faint. His love for you and for me will warm the coldness and light the darkness of wherever we find ourselves. And no matter what temporary periods of wandering, of worry, of disappointments, despair, decisions, struggles, and waiting we may go through, the babe of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, the light shining in the darkness, the Christ child, whose birth we pause to remember again just a few days ago, will reign in majesty in our lives forever and ever and ever. A light for you and for me, and for the life that you and I are meant to live from the baby who came that day for you and for me. Follow the light. Amen and amen. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this season where we reflected upon what you did for us so many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, sending your son in the form of a baby in a dirty straw-filled manger in a cold, damp stable behind an inn. Thank you for doing what you did for us because you loved us. Thank you for the reminders of that season, but help us to remember that it's a season that is forever. Every day you are here. Every day you remind us in so many ways that you are here to guide us, that you are the light in our darkness, that you are light in our doubt, in our fears, penetrating all of that and moving us forward with you, step by step, as your light shines on the path ahead of us to become all that you created us to be. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be all, not only all that you created us to be, but help us to be that for others and helping others to be all they were created to be. Thanks for loving us. Thank you for your son, for that light that you sent into the world over 2,000 years ago, which is here today to light our path and our way. In Jesus' precious name we pray, in that light's memory and reflection and presence we embrace. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.